You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, The Kosher Guru.
Welcome to The Nosh with your host, Team Kosher Guru. I am Kosher Guru, and that is...
Yes, that's right. Hola.
Hola. We are in an undisclosed location in a bunker way below the ground in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York, as we record our infamous, otherwise famous, radio show that is aired all over the area. Of course it is. Anyway, I had an amazing week. I was traveling all around the country, went to a lot of cool places, have a lot to talk about. Yossi, what have you been doing last week?
Have you ever heard of West Virginia?
Right, nothing. I'm sorry, what? What? Where? What?
West Virginia. I went with a couple
like
of friends.
The Appalachian Mountains?
Uh-huh.
You went coal mining?
Something like that. That's all there is down there, by the way. That and whitewater rafting, which is why I went.
Whitewater rafting? Wow.
Yeah.
No kosher food, right?
We had to bring. Oh, we were grilling in the parking lot.
Grilling
we were like,
in the parking lot?
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
I got it. So I was traveling. I was in San Diego. I was in Florida. I was all over the place back here in lovely New York. And there's a lot to talk about. But you know what? Yom Tov is over. Yom Tov season was actually very, very long. And you know what? There was not a lot. Okay, there was a lot going on in the world and everything else. But now, like, it's like, this is like the season now. This leads into, like, Kosher Fest, and then into Hanukkah, then into Yeshiva Break, then Purim, then Pesach, and then it's all over again. But this is the time. This is called crunch time. There's a lot going on over here. So I'm not sure how much we have time to talk about California and Florida and whitewater rafting. But we're going to start off with, you're about to say something.
People can just look at pictures online.
They can.
We can go to our topic, because I think that's more interesting than my whitewater rafting, which was insane. I flipped over a rat. Okay, no, I'm stopping. But yeah, like our topic is way more interesting than my adventure of whitewater rafting.
So I do have life insurance on you, paid up. Could we at least try to use it? You're back. You could have flipped over a few more. I'm kidding.
It was
I'm
close,
kidding,
bro.
Do me a favor, dude in the green room there, make sure my premiums are paid up. Cool, thank you very much. Yeah, that's on the Axelrod policy. Thank you. Yeah, he's on the phone calling my insurance broker right now. Kosher Guru wasn't off the policy's payment. He's got no clue what he's doing over there. No clue. Okay, but we have a clue what's going on right now in the kosher foodie world scene, and it's a lot. Coming up, we have the Holy Cow Barbecue Competition, and that's coming up next Sunday. I'm excited.
Yes, very excited.
I'm super, super excited for next Sunday at Nassau Community College, because this Sunday, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, is our focus event. But next Sunday, yes, Yossi, the 21st, which is next Sunday, is in conjunction with NCSY, National Council of Synagogue Youth, which is a division of the OU, otherwise known as the Orthodox Union, is sponsoring with Team Kosher Guru the first ever KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, sanctioned barbecue event in New York.
It is going to be super exciting. I'm super pumped.
Did you order your pumpkin spice charcoal yet?
So Warren posted that funny picture, right?
By the way, people thought that was real.
Yes.
People out there, there's no such thing as far as I know of pumpkin spice charcoal.
Yeah, that would be
so difficult. Relax.
Yeah. it's super exciting. I mean, where Nassau Community College is, it's right by, if people are familiar with, the what used to be known as the...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Where the Islanders played?
Oh, Nassau Coliseum.
Thank
down
you.
The block, yes.
And it's next to the new where the Chalamoid trips everybody goes to.
Well, it's actually down the block from where I went to high school.
The Cradle of Aviation? You went to high school?
Yeah, I did attend high school. I attended the Hebrew camp in Nassau County, that's known as Hank, which is like right down the block as well.
Really?
You have Hofstra University there. You have Nassau Community College. You have Hank over there. You have Roosevelt Field Mall a little bit further.
Yeah, it's a central Long Island spot.
Yes, it is. Easy to get to. We'd love everybody to come. If you go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com, and scroll down and take a look at the events page, that is what's going on. The events page. And there's going to be about 10 to 15 teams. I forgot exactly how many are registered right now, competing for the championship to be crowned
Grand Master Champion.
By the way, you know,
barbecue
Mendel Siegel's coming in to compete. Mendel Siegel?
Yes.
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 He's coming to compete from Florida. He'll be staying with me for Shabbos. Super
oh, wow.
excited. Yes, super excited.
Very. Does he get to make food for you?
No, we get to make food for him. And he gets to chill and relax and do like a beer before Shabbos type of thingy, dude.
He's doing the beer before Shabbat by your house?
Probably.
Oh, wow. That's super cool.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. He's there in time for Shabbos.
That means you got to get him the beer, though, right?
Yeah, Budweiser or Coors.
Ooh, that would be hilarious, by the way. That would be hilarious. If you got him like a Bud Light. He's having like these really nice beers, and you're like, here you go. Got some Bud Light.
Yeah. I got water in a cup.
Right.
With a little bit of alcohol in it.
Correct. Looks like apple juice. Here you go. Have some.
You know what? You know what I'm super excited for that day? We're going to have a lot of tables and booths set up from different organizations around New York. They're doing a swabbing for, you know, Gift of Life Registry, which the dinner is tonight, which I was actually invited to and missed the dinner, or the other night, or whatever night of the week it is already, at the Cipriani on 42nd Street. And Mazon main event was catering, which I didn't know until coming down. I saw on Facebook someone who was there posting it.
Ooh.
Who was there, and then like, shoot, that would have been an awesome thing to go to. But a big shout out to Rabbi Heshy Blumstein for giving me an invite to the dinner last minute, of course, but couldn't make it, but would have loved to have made it, because I heard Sheldon Adelson and some of the other superstars in the rocking out Jewish world were there.
Oh, we love Rabbi Blumstein.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And the Blumstein Mishpacha. Thank you, Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem. Edison. With that being said, there's going to be a lot going on at the competition. We'd love to see everybody.
Are you going rappelling?
I was just about to bring that over the edge.
I jumped the gun.
There is a... No, it's good. It's good. You preluded us into it. There is a tall building at Nassau Community College called the T Building. It's about 15 stories, 15 floors, stories tall. And they're going to be rappelling over the building over there. I think I'm going to sign up Avi Lang. Do you know how to get him signed up?
I can get him signed up.
Get Avi Lang signed up.
You
got
to get him in the harness, though.
I'll get him in the harness. I'll put that little boy in the harness, and I'll throw him right over there.
Can we get our next guest to rappel off of the T Building?
Well, our next guest is just sitting quietly. We'll talk him into it, maybe, possibly, but we'll see. And I'll be emceeing that as well. But it's going to be super, super fun, and it's going to be a major foodie event. Ari White, The Wandering Q, on Long Island, at the event, rocking out his food.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. He's going to bring as well his sausages, all those things that he's posting online. You know, you follow him on social media as well as I do. You see
I see everything cool he's doing online, putting very out. Cool stuff.
He's going to have all that there. That's going to be insanely incredible.
That doesn't mean insanely incredible, but you know what? It's all about the brisket, all about the base, that about the brisket, whatever you want to say, but it is about the brisket. And his brisket, he was crowned, I believe, 3 years ago now, Brisket King.
Yeah, he's king of New York, yeah.
Of New York. He's got lots of awards, and you know what? Much, much acclaim that he's one of the original kosher smokers who actually made it into the retail world, doing very, very well and really rocking it out. But with that being said, what else do you have going on next Sunday? You're going to want to be here. You're going to want to be at Nats Community College at the Holy Cow Barbecue Competition. And even more so, it's free. Suggest donations, whatever you want. Whatever you want. And on top of it, the chesed that's going on at the event. The chesed.
Yeah, it's incredible. Just going back to what you discussed before, have you ever been swabbed? The gift of
life? I have not.
Ooh, it's painless. And I highly recommend everybody sign up for it. It is an incredible cause. I know people dear to me who have needed it.
Right.
And all it takes to be swabbed is literally they take like a Q-tip, and they just like inside of your mouth, a little rub against the inside of your mouth, and that's it. That's the whole process. That's it.
That's
in
it?
Addition to that, what other chesed's going to be going on Sunday?
A huge chesed. They are going to be collecting canned foods, canned goods, non-perishable items to be donated to a food bank that takes care of so many needy, needy people that really, really need it all over the New York area and beyond. And this is what it's all about, giving back to the community. And NCSY, the OU, Kosher Guru, of course, and everyone coming there is really going to be helping out so many people by just attending the event. There's so many chesed opportunities that day.
Very exciting.
So many.
As well as people will be able to learn. For instance, I love smoking meat, as everybody knows. And you'll be able to talk to all the teams. You know, Mendel, Ari Cohn's going to be there. Morty Strix. Everybody who...
Strix, by the way, at Philadelphia, he rocked it out. He was amazing. He really, really was amazing. But besides that, I'm super excited just to see all the new people coming, all the teams that are going to be there. It's going to be very, very, very nice.
Yeah, and you'll be, people who like barbecuing, you'll be able to talk to the teams, you know, tips, you know, questions that you have. You know, you gain some knowledge. That's what it's about.
I love gaining knowledge. I try to gain knowledge all the time. Not always so successful in gaining the proper knowledge, but I do my best. That's about really, you know, what's going to be going on next Sunday, October 21st, from 11:30 to 4:30 at Nassau Community College. It is the entrance that's closest to Hempstead Turnpike. So if you're coming off the Meadowbrook Parkway, you got to, I think that's, I forgot the name of the street over there, but you got to, on Stewart Avenue, by Stewart Avenue, you got to go to the other side by Hempstead Turnpike, which is the entrance to come into the parking area where the competition will be being held. And we're really looking forward to greeting everyone and seeing everybody there next week. But let's take a step back. This coming Monday night, I don't know about you, but what do I love eating? You know, one of the dishes I love to eat.
Ramen, college food.
Yes, baby, ramen. To me, ramen is like the
loves ramen. Not even kidding.
It is the epitome of college food, dorm food. It's delicious. It's easy. You throw all kinds of stuff in. Excuse me, 1 second.
It brings him back, like this trigger of like this flashback for Gabe. You ever watch him like eat ramen and he's like back?
It's like what poke bowls do for me on another flashback. Yeah. Ramen does for something else, and it's going to be a fantastic, so I've been told many, many times, event on Monday night at Boru Boru. And Boru Boru is actually teaming up with I forgot the name of the brewery. It'll come to me in a second. That they are going to be having a three-course. Yes, it's actually a three-course tasting with paired up with different... beers and dishes, and it's going to be something very, very exciting, very, very nice. If you are into ramen,
who isn't into ramen? Let's think about this. Like, who in their right mind is not into ramen?
Barrier Brewing. That's what it is. I thought it was. It's Barrier Brewing.
Right.
That's going to be doing three courses, and it's only $50. It's $50. $50 per person. Three paired courses. Three barrier beers. They have two seatings, a 6 p.m. seating and an 8 p.m. seating at Boru Boru on the Upper West Side. It's Monday night. And once again, if you go to www.thekosherguru.com, click on the events, you go to Boru Boru, you'll be able to buy the tickets and really see what's going on. And Boru Boru is located at 774 Amsterdam Avenue in New York. I would definitely suggest being there. Myself and the team will be at the 8 p.m. seating. We're looking forward to saying hello to everybody, schmoozing, talking, and eating ramen.
I will say that's an incredible price. Like, if you think about it, like, you're getting three beers and three courses for $50.
Correct. It's
like,
insane.
When have you ever eaten out that you've gotten three beers and three courses for $50?
I don't remember the last time, but do you remember the last time we were at
Boru Boru? I was going to, you know, tell everybody be careful about the parking.
I would definitely be careful about the parking. Make sure you park within the meters and within the signs where it says to park.
Be careful, because even if it's painted, that it looks like there's a spot there, you still have to read the sign.
Always read the sign.
Heard
from a friend?
Yeah, well, yes. From many friends about this.
Okay, you know what? We talked about a Holy Cow Barbecue competition. We talked about Boru Boru, which will be this Monday night. We have a very, very special guest in studio with us. That is Ralph Seddon from Focus Camera. And when we come back from our brief break to hear a brief word from our sponsors, we're going to talk all about the re-grand opening of Focus Camera in Borough Park. This was amazing. I want to give a big shout out to Zev Brenner, Talkline Communications, for making our radio show happen, to all of our sponsors, to everybody out there that keeps us going. Remember, if you want to sponsor and keep us going on a weekly basis, reach out to Talkline Communications or email guru@thekosherguru.com. Let's keep this show going. Let's keep Kosher Food Guru keeping it great again, of course, with Team Kosher Guru.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive, an alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall.
We have in studio with us, all the way from Focus Camera, the one, the only, Ralph Seddon!
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, Ralphie?
Good, good. So, Ralph, let me ask you something. How does it feel to finally be on the radio with us?
This is a great pleasure. I know you guys for a year and a half now. We've been doing some business together, and it's amazing to be here tonight.
So let me just warn you, please. We're actually on the radio. This is FCC-regulated, you know, radio. So please, there is no cursing. You have to behave yourself.
Good luck with the behavior part.
With Yossi here, I really have to try. I don't know.
Exact. Trust me, a story of my life.
I don't know how you do it so many times.
I don't. That's why when you got to lunch with him and you meet him for lunch, I'm like, thank God it's you guys.
I try not to.
I don't blame you. Yossi's actually been trying to get Avi to go with lunch with him all the time. He's been messaging him every day, and I think I'm going to have to give him a reminder in our little, Kosher Guru.
WhatsApp chat.
Yeah.
I've been trying. He's been very busy, that guy.
Focus has him doing busy
stuff. He's testing a lot of merchandise, a lot of new things coming out.
It's a very, very important job, and thank God for Focus. The amazing items that you bring to market for us to enjoy, you guys really rock it out.
We do. Thank you for that.
So before we go into the event on Sunday that we're here talking about, and before we talk about all the amazing things that are going to be happening on Sunday at Focus Camera in Brooklyn, New York, tell us a little bit about Focus Camera. I mean, for the people on the air who are, I don't know how they can't be familiar with Focus Camera because we talk about it all the time, but tell us a little bit about what Focus Camera is and what it stands for.
So Focus Camera is a family-owned business for 55 years. They started out on 13th Avenue Borough Park. That's where they became famous. And now we're in our new location. We've been there for 13 years, and we just renovated the store about 6 months ago.
So I do have to interrupt you for 1 second. The store, I remember when you started it, and I was there on Hanukkah. Was Hanukkah last year?
It was Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It was Hanukkah last year. And I saw some before pictures and now the after, everything else. I'm telling you right now, the store is insane. It's gorgeous. It looks so cool, so state-of-the-art, so modern. Very, very impressive.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of hard work went into it, and we finally finished, and that's why we're having this big event Sunday.
Very, very cool. And what kind of items can I find at Focus Camera? Tell us a little bit about, you know, what I'm going to go shopping for.
So we have a wide variety of products. We have cameras, obviously, that's our specialty. Camcorders, computers, music equipment, new items that just came in is all major appliances. So any brand you're thinking of, GE, Whirlpool, Samsung, we just got into that with great pricing. Come into the store, we'll hook you up.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a one-stop shop.
We're really trying to make a one-stop shop.
So do you guys carry the Tay-Tay Instax from Fujifilm?
We'll definitely have it in stock.
Those who don't know, that's Taylor Swift. She has a camera.
Taylor Swift has a camera.
If you don't follow, I actually follow Focus Camera on social media, and so I saw this post earlier today, and I sent it to Gabe, and I'm like, I am going to ask you about this camera on the air.
Thanks, yes.
Yeah, so Focus actually has this Taylor Swift.
It's pre-order, actually.
It's a pre-order.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it looks very cool.
It's probably coming off of Photo Plus, the big photo show in the Javits. The end of October.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he should go to that. He should learn how to take some pictures and use the camera that you got for him.
Or the drone. So. You know, that DJI drone that he had?
Oh, the one that I have in my house?
Yeah. No, the one he crashed in the city.
We're not going to talk. I didn't want to bring up the DJI drone.
You told me, you know, to teach him. So. Still a sore topic.
It's a very sore topic. Yes, he needs pilot lessons. So make a long story short, everybody out there in listening in. Focus Camera was kind enough to loan us and give us a DJI drone for an event that we wanted to get some aerial footage from. And yes, he was practicing in his backyard, and he was showing everyone how cool it is. He knows what he's doing. It's amazing. He's the best pilot. Anyway, make a long story short, about 12, 15 stories. We won't say where we are because we really should be using it there. But about 12, 15 stories up on a rooftop, Yossi goes, yeah, let's play with this drone. It's about a $1,500 drone, all said and done. puts it up, puts it into the air. Within 20 seconds, the drone, boom, into the side of the building, drops to the abyss. We have no idea where it ended up, and there goes our drone-to-focus camera.
Well, the first time he flew it up and didn't record.
That is correct. You see, you forgot that part of the story.
The second time that...
So we maybe if it would have recorded, we would have had the footage that we needed and everything.
Right, at least
but
it would have been worth the $1,500 that
he lost. I landed the thing. Gabe's like, oh, let's see the footage.
Which is another story of our life that
should I be recording?
Yes, you should be recording, or at least the engineers in the green room should be recording with everything that's going on over here.
So I will tell you, Ralph was talking about what focus carries. I had a very interesting question for him a few weeks ago, and it was about appliances, refrigerators. So now, Gabe, your refrigerator in your house, right? Shabbat mode, right? So mine, I have this little piece that I slide across. It's, I don't even recall, like a little hinge, like a little, you know, little piece that pops out when the door is open. So the light turns on, right? So they sell for Shabbat, which I have this little piece that goes across, you know, that. And that way for Shabbat, you know, the light doesn't turn on. So correct. The new refrigerators, did you notice they don't have that?
What do they have?
It's all LED, so they took away that feature.
They took away the pops, that little piece that pops out.
So what do you do?
Ah, great question. Ralph, you want to answer it?
So there's a company that invented this thing. You plug on all the new refrigerators. There's USB ports. And you plug this into the USB. You set it one time, and it's set forever, every Shabbat and every holiday, to keep the light on. And not
I'm kind of confused. You're talking about Shabbos or Shabbat?
Shabbat.
Because I don't know what Shabbat is.
I'm Syrian,
is.
So I say Shabbat. You guys say Shabbos. But I'll say like Ashkenaz, so Shabbos and Yontif.
Oh, you are working in Borough Park, right, so I'm sure you get a lot of
I speak Yiddish also.
You do. I guess you had to learn working at Focus over
100%.
There. 100%.
So okay. How crazy is that? That has a USB port that you can literally, you program your first.
You set it one time. And then it automatically picks up where you're located.
But what's even more fascinating is that Focus knows all about this technology, and they're so educated and taught on everything. This is why I love going to Focus, because no matter who I speak to there, it usually is Ralph. He knows everything.
Yeah, I usually bypass Ralph everything. And I go to Artem.
This dude knows everything.
Artem is better than me.
Correct.
Yeah, just saying.
He doesn't say I need therapy.
So let's everyone's listening, let's talk about this event on Sunday. It's the grand reopening, sponsored by Sony?
Sony is a sponsor.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Grand reopening, come visit our newly renovated store. It's Sunday, October 14th, which is this Sunday, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 905 McDonald Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. There will be hourly giveaways, in-store specials, magic shows at 1:30 and 2:30 p.m. Hot dogs by Meal Mart!
Yeah, buddy.
And free t-shirts for everybody who comes. Performance by Nehemiah Katz. Giant slide, rock climbing, pirate ship, photo booth, and so much more. And it's free of charge.
Is there going to be a bouncy house?
There will be a bouncy house.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know if you could go in it, but there will be one. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's be kind of weird. The parents will be looking at you. Yeah, they already do, but even more so now I'm recording it.
If you come early, maybe we'll...
Oh, there's video cameras.
I was asking for a friend who wears a black and green cap. I'm not going to use any names. He's got some words on it.
So talking about that guy with the friend with the hat, like the Kosher Guru hashtag, what is Team Kosher Guru going to be doing on Sunday at this event?
So basically, you guys are going to be emceeing the event and doing the Kosher Guru thing that you guys always do great. And... we can't wait to have you guys there.
Is it going
to
be drone pilot lessons?
Not by you.
Maybe our friends from Sony could train you on the drone.
Oh, nice.
They don't have one yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sony's... You never know what's next with these companies. It really is
Sony
amazing.
Is insane, this stuff. I follow, like, for me, this, like, Toys R Us closed. I don't care because I have Focus. That's my, like, my toy store is Focus. Do you know that they have the new Sony? Sony came out with... I have Bose headphones, right? They have the Bose QC35s. They're fantastic. They were always...
You made me buy them also.
And they're great. And
they're good.
You thank me. Oh, they're good. You're correct. They're good. Sony...
Risk management wants to know why one is missing from the warehouse.
Sony came out with a competitor to the Bose QC35s. Do you know the model of it, Ralph?
It's the WX100 Mark III.
This is what I'm saying. How does this guy know everything?
He knows
it. He's not even Googling it or anything. This guy's insane.
Correct. Like off of his fingertips. The Mark III that just came out, from all the reviews I'm seeing, destroys the Bose.
It does. I've used them. They're awesome.
The Mark III.
Yeah.
I guess I saw that you guys have it because I follow you on social media.
But one second, does Devorah in marketing know I'm going to be emceeing the event?
She does.
Okay, so
she's very excited.
We love the marketing department over at Focus Camera. Devorah Paltiel is.
I saw her recently. I gave her a huge compliment because since she's there, the Instagram feed has been exponentially better. You know, they put the time into it. It's great content.
Could you not use like multi syllable words? Exponentially better.
Sorry. It's my yeshiva training.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm asking.
What yeshiva?
It's not around anymore. And trust me, nobody in the yeshiva still talks like this.
The one that trained him. Okay, so what else do we do? Oh, one second. You never mentioned something very cool that Yossi keeps talking about on the air over at Focus Camera. Your Amazon locker.
Ah, that is a great thing. It's a free service from Amazon. It's meant for people who are not going to be home and they don't want their packages left just outside. And when you go on Amazon and buy something, you select Pepe, that's the name of our locker. Yes, he loves the name.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, he's there at least once a day. And
I get my lunch Uber Eats ordered to Pepe.
That's right.
And that would have been hilarious, by the way.
I think tomorrow we gotta do that.
We gotta try it.
Is Pepe here?
Maybe that way Uber Eats won't have like a driver with multi deliveries coming to the. Like, I had that recently. Uber Eats, and like it says, all right, it's on its way. And then it says, oh, there's a driver has another delivery before he brings it to you. Goes the other way for 20 minutes. I could have walked faster. Yeah, it's horrible.
That is horrible. But you know what? It's still the Pepe locker and everything. And it is what it is because you're not going to Uber Eats the Pepe locker. You're going to Uber Eats to your desk and you're going to go order stuff from Focus. And that's what you're going to do.
I'm going to Uber Eats the Pepe locker. You watch me. It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's going to happen?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not going
to
happen.
I say you both to the locker.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Just go for it. Just go for it. One thing I do have to say, which my kids still play with when we were by the Hanukkah thing, those 3D pens. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Those were a lot of fun. It was a cool
There brand. Will be giveaways on Sunday.
Right.
There'll be a bag with a bunch of giveaways.
Swag bag.
Swag bag.
And everybody will get. But the 3D pens will not be there, unfortunately. We're giving other stuff this time.
Okay, very, very cool. No, I still remember the event like it was yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
My daughter got really good at the 3D pen. I couldn't do anything
with it. Yeah, you showed me some stuff.
I was like a Neanderthal, that thing, like a caveman. Logo? Right?
Yeah, I remember that. That's exactly
what she did. She did a Kosher Guru logo. She did a Focus logo. It was really good. And me, I'm like...
Reva's very talented.
I'm making one line and I can't even get it across straight. And she's like doing like intricate designs in 3D because it's a 3D pen. You can go, you know, vertical, horizontal. It's like, it's three dimensional.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. And that's why Focus Camera is doing what they do. They are an amazing community business. They help out so many people in the community. They really outfit everyone in the community with electronics and photography and so much more. And all their needs. And the what?
The knee walker, come on.
Yeah. Everyone's walking around in the store like, you know, woo-wee on those little walkers and everything they have. But more than that is the website, which is?
Focuscamera.com.
And they have everything on there. I was actually at the warehouse once, the East Coast warehouse. It was such a major operation.
One of the East Coast warehouses. Right.
Yes.
One correct. Of them.
It was such an operation. It was amazing. It was really, really amazing. And what you guys do there and how you do it, you guys are the number one in photography, electronics, computer needs. You really outfit everybody. I'm looking forward to Sunday. I'm very, very super excited. Ralph, you're going to be there?
I will be there bright and early. And we look forward to seeing everybody there. It's
you're going to be there on time like you came tonight on time?
I was here on time.
He's S1.
Big words. It's free. So we hope to have everybody from all over coming to Focus Camera located at...
895 McDonald Avenue. It's between 18th and F. If you're taking the train, it's the 18th Avenue stop.
Amazing. Yossi, we're going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe our big Kosher Guru backdrop. We get a table. We'll do our live podcasting. We'll do our live Facebook videos and so much more over there.
That's correct.
And everybody, we hope to see you at the Focus re-grand opening event on Sunday. Ralph, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome. Send regards to your dad and everybody, please.
I definitely will.
Amazing.
He's in China now.
Oh, he's in China. What do you mean? He sent me an Instagram message today.
He's in China.
Is he going to be on for Sunday?
Huh?
Chef some nachas on Sunday?
He'll try to.
He'll try to.
Get some Meal Mart hot dogs and a t-shirt.
That's it. Ready to go.
And that wraps up our show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, Team Kosher Guru.
Hello.
And so much more. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, a great rest of the week. Enjoy. Rock on. Peace out.
Peace.